Next item is, well, by the time people show up and we get moving, we'll be at 9:45, so I don't think anybody will argue. Next item is a time certain, item number 465. Carla, read it slowly so it takes at least another 30 seconds.
Okay. Amend fee schedules for building, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, and land use services. Oh, sorry, you know, that was the wrong one. We'll leave it. Oh, that's the right one. Yeah, sorry.
It was right.
Which one were you reading, Carla? Were you reading 465?
Yes, should I read it again?
Look at that. It's time. It's 9:45. Good. Commissioner Udaly. Oh, I'm sorry. I was told I was going to call on Commissioner Udaly.
Okay. Hold on.
This is the amending of the fee schedules.
I was mesmerized by Carla's hypnotic reading
stalling tactics.
Of the title.
Carla, Dan and I didn't actually hear the reading of the title. Could you do that again, please?
All righty. So BDS resets fees every year to achieve cost recovery. I am on the right item, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. The only area where fees are not currently covering costs is land use services, where we're starting to see a slowdown in the pre-development work that the land use services team does. These fees have been reviewed by the Development Review Advisory Committee. Kyle O'Brien and Ross Carone are here from BDS to talk through the details.
All righty. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Morning, Council. My name is Ross Carone. I'm with the Bureau of Development Services. I'm sitting in for Elshad Hajiv, who is our Business Operations and Finance Services Division Manager. As Commissioner Udaly already said, we're here to speak to Council about proposed fee changes for the 2018-2019 fiscal year. As I believe everyone already knows, our Bureau is 99% funded through fees associated with land use reviews, building permits, and our enforcement program. Every year, BDS presents its fee changes to Council. This year, there are minimal changes to the fee schedule. And Kyle O'Brien, our finance manager, is here to speak to the details of these proposed changes.
Thank you, Russ. I'll just start with the couple of fee increases. The first one is to our field issuance remodel program. This is a niche program based on an hourly rate, and we're proposing to increase the hourly rate by $13 an hour from $177 an hour to $190 an hour for this program. This program is currently operating below cost recovery, so this increase is meant to bring it closer to cost recovery. The second increase we have needs a little bit of background. We have the hearings officer fees, which currently sit with the auditor's office, and we're this year moving those to BDS fee schedule and then increasing them by 5%. The reason we're moving them is because we currently collect the fees and then send money to the auditor's office through IA every year, but we keep the fees themselves. So it makes more sense for us to keep them on our schedule. And finally, we have a few fees for new reviews. These new reviews are associated with forthcoming legislation, including the Central City 2035 Plan District and the Comp Plan Early Implementation Package. These are new land use reviews. The new fees are Central City Master Plan Review, Plan Development Bonus Review, Plan Development Bonus Review New or Major Amendment, Transportation Demand Management Review, Transportation Impact Analysis Campus.
Those are all new fees?
Those are all new fees associated with new reviews. We also have some minor language changes on the hearings officer schedule to bring it to mirror our land use fee schedule, and also to our to some of our other schedules to comply with Oregon Building Codes Division administrative rules. Finally, as part of our ordinance, we have Exhibit I, which is seven projects. And shows the cumulative impact of fees across all development bureaus on those seven projects to allow council and the mayor to evaluate the fee changes overall across all bureaus. This is meant to make it easier to see the changes and also bring fee changes to council in a more holistic way. If you have any questions on other bureaus' fees, I would respectfully ask that you address the other bureaus when they present their fee change ordinances. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions?
Commissioner Saltzman. Just one question. I was intrigued by the bonus review,
mm-hmm.
the new bonus review. So that would entail BDS confirming that a project complies with the various bonuses it's seeking to use. So, is that right?
I will have to get back to you on exactly what services are performed under that review. I can go talk to our land use division manager and get you that information.
Okay. Thanks.
Very good. Public testimony?
Yes. One person signed up. Chuck Crockett.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My testimony against the assessment of fees and against the processes of what you guys have been doing are based on the fact that, I mean, there are no checks and balances to what you guys do. You guys kind of do whatever you want, and amending these fees in the public has no say-so. And the public of the low income and of African-American community, we have no say-so, and they don't get to review any of these things or do anything about what may happen as a negative effect to what your processes will bring. So I would have to basically deny that you guys should even proceed in any way, shape, or form until you have a system set up where low-income and African-American communities can actually review and speak against it if they disagree with you and actually stop this process. And I know you guys aren't probably a fan of that because you're sitting there high and mighty, but I've emailed you, Ted Wheeler. I've emailed all of you, actually, to try to actually get you guys to implement the system so that people that are negatively affected and everybody from every community is actually speaking and actually has power in the decisions of what is going on with their government. And you guys aren't just allowed to run away and do whatever you want because in your own mind you may think it's good in what someone tells you, but there's no checks and balances to what you guys are doing coming from the community itself. I know you guys are elected officials, but under the circumstances you're elected, that's not even fair. The 14th Amendment right of a lot of people are being violated from the way that the system is set up. So I think you guys should halt what you're doing, go review the 14th Amendment, and really implement these systems so that it is being fair what people are receiving from their government and not just paying money and being fees assessed from different parts of the government. You guys already talked behind closed doors. You guys could already agree to have these fees passed through, and I know that. So I'm going to sit here and testify for the community, for the low-income and African-American community, and just everybody in general, all communities, that you guys need to halt what you're doing, and you need to set up review systems for the public to completely challenge decisions that you make. So that if they catch something that you don't catch, or if they don't agree as the public, then they can stop you and you're just not doing whatever you want.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Mayor?
Commissioner Udaly.
Yeah, I'd just like to briefly respond to that. BDS, as was mentioned, is largely funded by permit fees. We have an obligation to recover the costs of our services from developers, and this policy was reviewed by our Development Review Advisory Committee, which includes members who represent minority construction contractors and low-income housing developers, as well as neighborhoods. It's not an invitation to come back. You
really
gave your testimony.
I really don't care. You guys have a police chief that's a known, that was part of a sex trafficking case.
All
that
right.
You guys are
okay.
That's
okay.
Irrelevant.
Thank you for your testimony.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Listen,
yeah.
she has been trying to respond
yeah.
to your, I thought she gave good testimony. She's responding, and now you're going off on another tangent.
Anyhow, I'd like to thank the BDS finance team and the DRAC for their work on this, and we will vote on it, I guess,
not today, yes.
No.
This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you. Could you please turn off the music? Thank you. It's disruptive. So we do not yet have We have a time certain. Do we have anybody here from Parks and Recreation for